Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, we just gave you a quick update on what's been happening with News Corp and Rupert Murdoch's publishing empire over in Britain, where we've now had 10 arrests and a number of high-profile resignations. At this point, as I said before, the News Corp has lost nearly a fifth of its market value, and it could get worse. Joining us now on the business end of this story, Sarah Ellison, contributing editor at Vanity Fair and author of The War at the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Sarah.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Let me ask you first about this huge loss in market value. Is this temporary? I mean, there's a lot of companies that lose a lot of value as investors head for the hills because of a scandal, but they usually bounce back.
Well, there's a possibility that this will bounce back, but I think that there's a longer damage to the whole Murdoch reputation and News Corp reputation in general, which is that the sort of myth of Murdoch's infallibility as a businessman is really being questioned, and I think that's not going to go away. Investors who are looking for someone to make dispassionate choices about a business are not going to be looking to Rupert Murdoch, who has essentially thrown his company under the bus for one single newspaper in Britain that represented less than 1% of its revenue.
Well, let's explore that just a little bit, because there are many people assuming that if there's this much many problems at News of the World, that it must be problems appearing in other portions of the Rupert Murdoch empire. Are you saying that it's likely just isolated to this one tabloid?
No, not at all. I don't want to be misunderstood about that. I mean, I think that what's happened is that the sort of cover-up, the effort at a cover-up has been focused around the activities of what's been discovered so far at the News of the World. There's clearly something much broader that's going on, not just at News Corp, but also in the British media and also in the American media. I mean, we like to talk about this as something that's happening only in Britain, but you have ABC News paying for Casey Anthony's interview. You have TMZ paying for private hospital records of patients. And you have half the Republican field who've already worked for Rupert Murdoch over here. So I think this is definitely something that's here. What I mean is simply that this is someone who had to sacrifice. Rupert Murdoch had to sacrifice a huge satellite television deal in order to stave off the sort of outrage that has bubbled up around this whole scandal.
We're speaking with Sarah Ellison, contributing editor at Vanity Fair, and is talking about the withdrawal of the bid to purchase outright the B Sky B, British Broadcasting Company. You know, there's an article about this whole scandal in The Telegraph, and they quoted a News Corp shareholder saying, when you invest in News Corp, it's caveat emptor, it's buyer beware. What does that mean?
Well, I think what that person's referring to is the fact that Rupert Murdoch is a live wire and unpredictable, and you don't necessarily know what he's going to do. He's not going to act like your typical cookie-cutter CEO. There has been for years on a sort of Rupert discount on News Corp's stock, and you see exactly now why, which if you're investing in a company, you don't want it to lose a fifth of its market value over something that is the CEO's sort of pet project, then you probably won't invest in News Corporation.
Well, let's talk about the future of News Corp at this point. We are seeing signs that the United States will investigate fraud, that they may actually pursue charges against the company for bribing officials overseas. And then we're also getting news in our partner, the New York Times, has an article in which they say that an arm of News Corp was caught paying money to get rid of a corporate espionage scandal in which they hacked into a New Jersey company's computer system. All right, so let's say that this all comes to the United States. Is that a foregone conclusion at this point?
I think so. I think that this is, whether or not, first of all, the investigation is coming here, as you've mentioned, and some of these tactics have already been uncovered here in the United States. I think that the idea that we have sitting in the United States looking over at Britain and, you know, shaking our heads and rolling our eyes is really outdated at this point, because it's already here, or elements of it are already here.
Although I think that we'll still look at the UK and roll our heads and roll our eyes and shake our heads, but totally unconnected subject. Okay, so if this comes to the United States and this becomes a big problem for Rupert Murdoch in the United States, that becomes a bigger problem for the company, because this is where he makes the majority, the vast majority of his profits, right?
Yes. I mean, this is something that is already becoming, I mean, to the extent that Rupert Murdoch has always positioned himself as sort of a fighter and someone who is very much, you either love him or you hate him, that's what's beginning to happen here in terms of his defense of the company against what he sees are as his critics' attacks, the New York Times, the Guardian newspaper in the UK. Just today, the Wall Street Journal has an editorial attacking the Guardian, the New York Times, and ProPublica, which actually printed a story about this, and saying that this whole phone hacking episode is essentially something that has been drummed up by rivals of Rupert Murdoch and rivals of News Corporation. So I think there's going to be an effort to cast this whole scandal in that light here. And that's always worked fairly well for him with outlets like Fox. So I think we're going to see more of that in the coming days and weeks.
You mean that we're going to see more of the news being spun? I mean, one of the benefits of having a media empire is that you can spin the news.
Precisely. I mean, I think that you're going to see more attention. Tomorrow, Rupert Murdoch and James Murdoch and Rebecca Brooks, who was the CEO of Rupert Murdoch's newspaper arm and the editor of the News of the World until very recently, are all going to appear in front of Parliament. And I think part of a parliamentary select committee is going to ask them questions about this whole thing. And part of what you're going to hear from them is that they have been unfairly attacked. You're going to hear apologies, but you're also going to hear that they've been unfairly attacked. And I think that is going to be a major feature of their defense going forward.
All right, so Sarah Ellison at the Vanity Fair, give me your prediction here. Buying into News Corp is a good idea because it's cheap right now and it's going to rise in the months to come. Buying into News Corp, worst idea possible.
It's a great idea because I bet it's going to be split up.
Oh, you think it's going to be split into different sections?
I think
they're
going
to sell off assets?
I think it could be.
I bet they could get a pretty penny for the Wall Street Journal. Sarah Ellison, in the market to buy the Wall Street Journal. All right, that's not really true. Contributing editor at Vanity Fair, expert on Murdoch and the News Corp, author of The War at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Thank you.
Give us your take. Would you invest in News Corp at this point? Do you think it's a good bargain? 8778 MyTake, or you can post your comment to thetakeaway.org.